Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road. I'm in our Capital Region International Airport studio. And this time around, reaching out across the Lansing area to Carrie Rosengana, CEO of CAMWA, Capital Area Michigan Works, Lansing, Michigan, but serving Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. Carrie, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeffrey. It's great to be with you this morning.
Tremendous. And I'd love to discuss the upcoming Rosie the Riveter Day to be held at the state capital of Michigan on March 21st. So tell me more about the upcoming Rosie the Riveter Day.
Sure. We're really excited about this event that's coming up. Rosie the Riveter Day is being hosted by Capital Area Manufacturing Council, and it's truly meant to be a day for the Lansing community to celebrate the history of women in manufacturing and the women who really started it all, which was back in World War II. They were called Rosie the Riveters. So at the event, you'll oftentimes see individuals who are dressed as Rosie, and that's encouraged, but definitely not mandatory. And the event will include a lot of really fun, but also really informational things, including having guest speakers from a variety of organizations, a meet and greet with actual Rosies, who many of them are over 100 years old, as well as some of the veterans that they may have been married to who come to these events. There's going to be a flyover, as long as fingers crossed the weather will hold out that day. And there's also going to be food trucks, historic vehicles on display, and there's going to be a big picture on the Capitol steps. So we're really excited about the day that Capital Area Manufacturing Council is hosting for everybody.
That's a lot of information, but I'm sure there's more. So tell me about CAMWA's involvement with Rosie the Riveter Day.
Yeah, so I'm sure all of us here in Michigan know that Michigan has a storied and long-term connected history to manufacturing, with being the home of Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. And it's also the birthplace of the assembly line. So Rosie the Riveter Day is really well-connected for a number of reasons to Michigan. We also are really excited because in addition to the manufacturing that's done with automotive here, we're also seeing some new opportunities for manufacturing in the region, including with Ultium Cells, which is going to be opening a new facility here in Lansing and has started their hiring that was going to be going all the way through 2024. And we also always encourage individuals who are interested in learning more about those manufacturing jobs to go to our website at www.camwa.org/careerseekers. And you can find our job leads there that are connected to those manufacturers in the region. The other reason for me personally that I'm excited about it is this is the first year that I've been invited to be one of the guest speakers. And the reason that I was invited is because my grandma, Dorothy Campbell, was actually a Rosie. She was a riveter out in California working on airplanes. And her history is super important to me, and she's an inspiration to me daily. So it's wonderful to be able to have that personal connection to Rosie the Riveter Day. And I'm really excited and honored to have the opportunity to speak as one of the speakers this year.
Tremendous. I know I mentioned it real briefly as we opened our conversation, but for the listeners across the Michigan business community, when is Rosie the Riveter Day this year, and how can the public sign up to attend?
So Rosie Day is coming up a week from Thursday. So it's going to be hosted on Thursday, March 21st. And it's actually going to be held right at the state capitol steps. So anyone is welcome to be able to come. That address is 100 North Capitol Avenue in Lansing. The event itself is slated to start right at 3:00 and will end at 5:30. Tickets are free though. So we really want to see a great turnout. So if anyone's interested in learning more about it, you're welcome to register. There is information posted at the Capital Area Manufacturing Council's website, as well as links on Facebook itself to be able to register for the event in advance if you would like to do so, but you don't have to in order to be able to come, since it is a free event that is open to the public, and we want to see a strong turnout to support these amazing Rosies that are going to be at the event.
Excellent. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thanks, Jeffrey. As always, it's a pleasure to speak with you and Chris.
Excellent. Once again, Carrie Rosengana, CEO of CAMWA, the Capital Area Michigan Works, Lansing, Michigan, serving Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. And today we've been discussing the upcoming Rosie the Riveter Day to be held at the Michigan Capitol on March 21st. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.